Welcome back to another edition of Salt City FC, college soccer edition of the program, because yes, there is still soccer being played in the great state of Utah and on the Wasatch Front, courtesy of the sixth-ranked BYU women's soccer program, the number one seed, one of the top seeds in the NCAA tournament, which advanced to the NCAA College Cup semifinals that will be held this Friday evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time in Cary, North Carolina. BYU will face second-seeded Stanford, the number three-ranked team in the country, in a semifinal match. The other semifinal match will fit number one seeds Clemson and Florida State against each other in the first semifinal. You can catch that on ESPNU with Jen Hildreth, Lori Lindsay, and Marion Crowder on the call. You can also find it on BYU Radio 107.9 FM in Utah and the BYU Radio app with Greg Rubel on that call. So Friday, December 1st, 6:30 p.m. in Wake Med Soccer Park on ESPNU and BYU Radio. And to get you guys ready for that game, I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane, because BYU did something that hasn't been done in the NCAA Championship since 2003, hasn't been done at Southfield ever in the history of that stadium. They rallied from a 3-0 deficit at halftime with four goals in the final 30-ish minutes to stun North Carolina, arguably the greatest program in collegiate women's soccer history, led by Anson Dorrance, the former U.S. Women's National Team coach, all-time legend. Head coach Jennifer Rockwood showed a little bit of her legend with these Cougars that just refused to quit, did not give up, came out in the middle of a snowstorm in the second half, really controlled the game, and just scored one, and then two, three, and then finally four, a fourth goal by Olivia Wade-Katoa with about 2 minutes left, sealed the win, and sent BYU to its second ever College Cup semifinal. This is a team of leadership. They got a little bit of destiny behind them. 11 seniors that will be leaving the program after this year. Brecken Mazingo and Bella Foligno, two of them, back-to-back College Soccer News Women's National Players of the Week. Jamie Shepard, the all-time leader in program history in appearances with 107. Bella Foligno's right behind her with 106, by the way. Mazingo leads the team in assists with 15, goals with 14, and 83 shots as well. Five Cougars have scored in double figures this year, including Aaron Bailey, Allie Fryer, the aforementioned Brecken Mazingo, Olivia Wade-Katoa, and Ellie Walbrook. Mazingo's 109 career points, that's assists and goals, ranks eighth all-time in BYU history, and her 36 career goals is number 10 in the BYU record book. So we sat down with head coach Jennifer Rockwood and a couple of those seniors, namely Bella Foligno and Jamie Shepard, before they headed off to Cary, North Carolina. They joined a roundtable media discussion with a lot of local media to talk about that match against North Carolina, coming back from 3-0 down at halftime, and just their feelings heading out to Cary, North Carolina for the program's second ever College Cup semifinal. So With that, let's get to number six BYU women's soccer as they head to Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina.
Yeah, for sure. That was by far the most memorable game I've ever played in. I think we went to that half with so much confidence, and like we scored the first goal and was like, okay, one more. Scored the second one, like, all right, one more. We just knew that the goals were coming and we all believed in it. It was super awesome.
What was that feeling like when the whistle blew, or when the last goal, the go-ahead goal, went in? Did you believe it? Was it just a state of shock more than anything else?
Oh, it was so surreal. Like, I couldn't even believe it was happening. Then the fans, you know, flooding the field. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
You were a part of the first team that went to the Final Four, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago. Having that experience and been, you know, getting to the championship game, how's that going to help you guys for this run?
Yeah, I think it's going to be super beneficial. We have a lot of girls that are returning from that 2021 team. So I think we're going to lean on that experience, and it's going to help us for sure in these big games coming up.
And then last for me, you know, you probably still are considered the underdog, even though you're a top seed, you've been ranked number one in the country, but just maybe because you guys haven't won it all. Do you kind of like that underdog mentality, or are you guys now the hunted? You know, you're getting everyone's best game because of your success all year. What do you guys feel like, the favorite or kind of an underdog out of nowhere?
I feel like we always have a target on our back, but we're always an underdog at the same time. I think we always just have to go in and prove ourselves game after game and earn the respect of the other teams.
Thanks, Bella.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now we'll have a couple questions from Jay, and then we'll go Jeff and Candace.
Yeah, Bella, Stanford's, I guess, one of the best defensive teams in the country as far as fewest goals allowed. You guys are the number one scoring team in the country. How will that play out on the field? How will that affect your strategy going in?
I don't think it's going to change much. Like you said, like, we're a team that's capable of scoring a lot of goals. So I think we're just going to have to go out there and play our game, and the goals will come.
And then what's life been like the last, 48 hours since you guys' big, what's it been like for you guys?
It's been super fun and super exciting, but I think we're starting to shift our focus. Like, North Carolina's in the past. That game ultimately doesn't matter anymore. And now we're starting to focus on Stanford.
All right, I guess I'll go. I don't know if it's in the past with everybody. I was talking to Ryan Smith yesterday. And I asked him about the BYU football team, and all he wanted to talk about was the women's soccer team. How do you guys, after such a high, how do you, put your, your cleats back in the ground and really focus on Stanford and the next game?
I think we took yesterday to keep riding that wave that high. And then today it was all focused on Stanford. Like, we're going to take that confidence from North Carolina, and we're just going to keep building on that for Stanford.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I mean, obviously, being at this before, a lot of players, and the ability to come back from a 3-goal deficit has got to give you guys some confidence going into this weekend.
Mm-hmm, for sure. That gives like I said, a lot of confidence, like, knowing that we can come back and we can hang with those top teams in the country.
I can't name drop as well as Jeff can with the Ryan Smith thing. He's a very important guy, that Jeff Rainier. Going all the way back to North Carolina, I mean, it's a different time zone. I think you guys played on the East Coast this year, right? What's that going to be like? Are you hoping for some – there's always BYU fans everywhere you go, no matter what the sport. Are you hoping for a little crowd participation by your fans?
For sure. We always travel well. Like, Cougar Nation, it's a real thing. Like, we have more fans than home teams almost everywhere we go. So I'm pretty confident that we'll have a pretty good showing.
Go ahead, Jay, and then Candace.
Bella, just for people that are kind of just jumping on the bandwagon right now, so to speak, you guys are in the Final Four, obviously legit. How would you describe, what are some words you'd use to describe this team?
Mm-hmm. I think we're full of grit and confidence, and I feel like we're just super high energy and hardworking. Those would be the terms and the words that I would use to describe this team.
Okay, I just want to congratulate you on being National Player of the Week this week, and I was wondering how that process was like for you. Like, was it a tough road or easy one? Like, how are you feeling with that nomination?
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm not entirely certain what goes into the nominating process on that, but I just know that I've put my head down and I've grinded this whole season, and the last couple games, the goals have been falling in my favor, so that's been really cool.
Okay, we'll have Sean and then Jared.
Bella, my mic's a little bit off, so if I come through weird, I apologize. but you were there in postgame when Jamie talked a little bit about I'm going to call it a players only meeting when the coaches left at halftime, and Jamie and a couple of the other seniors kind of got you girls together and whatnot to sort of rally the troops. When you see moments like that, like, what does that say just about the leadership on this team? How much leadership is on this team with moments like that? And just throughout the year with, I think it's 11 seniors that are moving on at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You're one of them, obviously. Just what do you think that says about this group?
Mm-hmm. I think this team is just full of great leaders. Like you said, there's like tons of us that we'll meet and we'll talk at halftime, during the game, after the game, and we'll try to problem solve as a team. So I think that not only are we great leaders, we're able to problem solve. And I think it's been super helpful. And it helps that we have, like you said, 11 seniors with a great experience behind us to help us.
when you talk about the problem solving, is it almost like having almost like you're coachable girls, but almost girls who don't necessarily need to be coached? Like the coaches don't necessarily need to say everything, I guess. A lot of it just kind of stems from you guys naturally.
Yeah, like we're capable. We have all the skills, we have all the knowledge to solve those problems, which I think is super awesome, and it helps us.
Well, I want to take you back just for a minute, big picture. I talked to Jen Rockwood last year about some of the frustrations with finishing some of those tie games. She felt like there was a lot of opportunities left on the table that season. What's it been like to see that come to fruition this year? Because that's what she was kind of waiting to see. And then this year to be such a great offensive team. What's that been like to see that actually happen?
Mm-hmm. It's been super cool. Yeah, last year was a huge struggle for myself personally as well, not being able to score as much goals as I would like. But I knew all along that we had the talent, we had the capabilities to do it. We just needed to unlock it, I guess, in essence. And it's been cool to see how we're firing on all cylinders, and we're relying not just on one person to score goals, but a lot of different people in a lot of different places to score these goals. And I think it's been super cool and super beneficial for us.
You touched on this, but what's it like to get to this point? Two games left maximum. You want to get both of them, but to get to this point with this group and have this opportunity at this point in your career?
Yeah, it's super amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better last game on Southfield and a better last two games in my collegiate career, but it's amazing. There's been a lot of hard work to lead us to this moment, but it's been well worth it.
Okay, we'll have one more question from Jeff, Bella, sure. And then we'll switch to Jamie.
I was just going to ask, I mean, BYU's had so many good players, so many good teams. They made it to the finals once. What would it mean for this group to get all the way through and win the thing?
I think it would mean everything. Like, we got so close in 2021, like, we could taste it and then came in second. I think ever since then, we're like, okay, we're getting ourselves back to the College Cup and we're going to get ourselves a national championship. So I think it would mean everything to this team and to the coaches to win a national championship this year.
Awesome. Thank you, Bella.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. We'll do kind of a similar process with Jamie. So if you guys have questions for Jamie, just use the raised hand feature and I'll kind of call out who's going. Dana, we'll start with you.
Oh, I'll go. Hey, Jamie, congrats on that win. That was one of the most thrilling NCAA tournament games in any sport. Can you just describe what that feeling was like after that fourth goal went in? You knew you were going to win this thing?
It still, like, doesn't seem real. I think it was one of the funnest, coolest experiences that I've been a part of and games that I've been a part of. Just to see the team's resiliency and to come out on top after being down 3 goals in the first half. It was a super cool feeling, and just the feel of the team really coming together and accomplishing that comeback together. It was amazing. And I think we're still a little bit on cloud nine.
Does it feel like this team may be a team of destiny now? You win one of those magical comebacks. It's like, that's what people say, that maybe this team is just destined to win it all.
Yeah. There's definitely a good feel going around the team. Obviously, coming off a big win like that was super exciting and big for this team. And we've got lots of momentum and excitement and energy coming into this next game against Stanford.
And then last for me, the experience you've had from being at the final of the College Cup 2 years ago, you were part of that team, right?
Yes.
What is that going to do? You have, I think they said, what, 10 people that maybe had experience, 10 players. How meaningful will that be when you go back to North Carolina?
I think huge. Thinking back to that year, 2021, I think, well, it was the first time BYU had ever made it to the College Cup. And I think for most of us, we were just excited to be there. You know, it was a really cool experience, and it was like, wow, we've made it to the College Cup. But I think this time around, having 10 of us or so have been there before, lots of experience, and we're hungry and we're excited to be back and more than just happy to be there, but, you know, want to win and do something that this BYU team hasn't done before.
Awesome. We'll have Sean go and then Jared.
Jamie, you touched on this. You mentioned it a little bit after the game on Friday night, But can you take us inside the locker room? Give us a little bit of a peek inside the locker room at halftime, where you guys are down 3-0. Coaches come in and say their thing. And then you said the coaches all left and the seniors kind of kept everybody back, or kept a bunch of the group back, and just sort of had a little, I'm going to say players only meeting, but that's probably more dramatic than it needs to sound. Like, can you just kind of take us inside that huddle at sort of what was said and what the mood was like, what the feeling was like in there?
Yeah, I think, you know, after the coaches came in and gave their spiel, there was about about 5 minutes left. And I, first of all, I was like, I'm not going outside, back outside. It was freezing. I was going to warm up, and that was part of it. But I think, yeah, just gathering those, a lot of the girls, some of us seniors and leaders, it was good to sit down and just kind of was just a regroup. You know, I remember making eye contact with Liv Wade and just kind of smiling at her and a little bit laughing it off. Like, okay, that happened. It's over, you know. But we're going to be just fine. And you could just feel that confidence and the want from the girls. We wanted to leave Southfield knowing that we gave it everything that we had. And so that was the goal walking into second half, was just leaving it all out on that field. And it was a group effort. And I think every single one of us, when we stepped on that field, did exactly that and just gave it everything that we had. And we came out more physical and with a lot more energy, and we're going to goal, and we were just playing our game. And like I said earlier, when we're playing our game, we're going to score goals. And that's exactly what we did. And we were lucky enough to come out on top.
Just big picture wise, and I know you're so focused on game by game this season that maybe the big pictures are unfair to ask, but what do you think moments like that say about just the overall leadership on this team? I think there are 11 seniors, 9 of you have been there together for the past 5 years, that sort of thing. Just what do you think moments like that kind of say about your guys' collective leadership?
Yeah, there's, like you said, a lot of us seniors and just a great group of girls who know how to lead, both by their voice and by example. And we have a well variety of different type of leaders. And I think we come together well and work well together to, lead this team. And I think it's gotten us to where we are now. And it showed in that last game, being down. It's hard to come back from being down. And I think that leadership is what definitely helped us climb back from that deficit. So,
Jamie, I got to be honest. I'm sitting here trying to remember the first time I watched you play. And it's been a couple of games now, but it's been a little bit. But there's so many players on this team that you either played with on your high school team, or, you know, competed against or with on club teams in here in the state of Utah. What's it been like to have things come together this year with these girls that you, a lot of them you've known for a really long time? What's that been like for you?
I think your thing got muted.
Yep. I just was, okay. I'm going to start over. Yep. Something popped up. No, you're good. I was just saying, like you said, either I've played with them or against them. And most of the girls on the team, you know, are right here from Utah. And so it's a super cool feeling to be out there on the field together. And you just build that chemistry. And there's what, 10 of us, 11 of us seniors. And over those 5 years, I think you just grow and build and together through those highs and those lows. And hopefully it's all kind of coming together now.
How much of a difference does that make when you have such familiarity, whether it's multiple years, like some of the girls from Utah, or, you know, just the years at BYU, and you have such instinctive understanding of what everyone's doing? How big is that?
I think it's a huge advantage for this team. It's soccer is a team sport, and being able to be on the same page and play for each other and with each other is huge. And that camaraderie and chemistry, you can see it on the field. And I think that's something that we have this year, and it's done us great.
Okay, we'll have one last question from Ron for Jamie, and then we'll have Jen get on.
Yeah, Jamie, I went back and I enjoy rewatching games and matches. I guess you could say that's the former rugby in me watching film. But I noticed after Liv Wei Katoa had scored the game-winning goal, she got a little emotional kind of right there, you know, was trying to hold it together. What was that like? Not just, I know for her, but like for you guys in that moment, after you tie it up, you're like, all right, this is a game all over again. And then getting the game-winning goal and then that last like minute and 20 of like, okay, we got the lead, like to control your emotions and not freak out.
It could not have been a better celebration and reaction. Her turning around, you know, to put her hands to her face, it just really showed that the emotion of the game. I mean, we all have seen it, saw it, and it was crazy and unbelievable. And for her to turn around and to honestly start crying, it was a very emotional moment, and it deserved it. And just seeing all that hard work that you put in through, you know, all the spring and the summer and the whole season, and it just, it's an overwhelming feeling, like, yeah, all that work has paid off. And so, I mean, her turning around, it was a pretty special moment. And like you, I've rewatched it multiple times and honestly get pretty emotional watching her turn around every time. So pretty cool.
Hey, awesome. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll have Jen come on. So if you guys have questions for Jen, make sure you use the raise hand feature and I'll call on you. And we'll just go through a few questions. So Dan, we can start with you again.
Okay. Can you just talk about that? you've been coaching for a long time. No, you've probably never seen anything like that. How much confidence did you have that your team wasn't out of it with 29 minutes to go?
Well, I think we're all just in a little bit of shock, to be honest with you. I mean, we didn't really see that coming. And so you're like, wow, yeah, that just happened. And the thing for me is when we started making some substitutions, and once we gave up the third goal, we kind of settled into a little bit of a rhythm. And I feel like, you know, I know when we know what it's like being up 3-0, you know, you kind of think you have it in hand. And so you sit back a little bit and we've been there for sure on the other side of that. So we actually talked about that at halftime, but I think the last kind of 20 minutes of the first half, we really kind of settled in and found some momentum and actually created a couple really good looks and a couple good opportunities. And so when we went in at halftime, I just really felt that we'd be able to score a few more goals. I can't be honest. I didn't know if we'd pull it off all the way, you know, but I knew that we would at least score a couple goals. And I knew that that would definitely change the momentum. So at halftime, we talked about, you know, how many goals we'd scored, that we're averaging over 3 goals, that we already had some good looks, that, you know, we've been really working a lot on set pieces this year. And we knew that we were going to get some corner kicks and free kicks in the run of play. We knew that we scored goals in the second half going to that West goal. And because our subs came in and did such a good job, our starting group was fresher. So we just remind them of all those things we had going for us going into the second half, just all of those things that, you know, it's hard to hold a 3-0 lead and come out with a lot of attacking mindset. You're more in that defensive, protect the lead mindset. So kind of with all of those things together, we like just get that first goal, mental shift. And by the time we get the second goal, you'll feel the momentum. And that, you know, certainly happened. And we waited a little bit longer. I mean, and watching it and going back, you don't realize that it was pretty late in the game when we scored that second goal. And then when we got the third one, I was pretty confident that we could take him in overtime. To be honest, I didn't know that fourth goal was coming. I thought we've got total control of this game. They're at elevation. They haven't used their bench. We have all the momentum. We have this amazing crowd behind us on this magical moment. I was like, okay, we're good in overtime. But then Liv did what she did. And, you know, that was something super special. To be a part of that at home in front of our fans with that group of seniors was just magical.
And now you're headed back to the College Cup. A lot of players have experience in that Final Four format. How much does that help? And I assume that really helped that senior leadership in the second half of the game against North Carolina. But how is that going to help as you go back to play for a title?
Yeah, I think just the fact that it's not the unknown. You know, the first time we went, as Jamie alluded to, we were just so excited to finally, we'd been so close so many years. And we had kind of finally made it. And our goal was just to really go and enjoy it. We knew we were playing Santa Clara. We knew we had a chance of getting a result against them. But the focus wasn't on let's take it all as much as just, hey, we've worked so hard. We've deserved this. We've earned this. And kind of, you know, that feeling of being a part of it, where now because of that group had, you know, a lot of our team right now started actually and played significant minutes in that game. And so now it's like, you kind of know what it feels like. And now it's more like, okay, we're going to get two games in and we want the results. And so I think it's just a little bit different feel, with a little bit more confidence, a little bit more experience. And then certainly a momentum coming off a game as powerful as UNC.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll have Sean go, and then we'll have Jared and Jeff.
I'll jump in here real quick, Coach, because congrats on another College Cup berth.
Thank you.
Second time in 3 years and everything. But so many of these girls have been to that semifinal appearance a couple of years ago, and now they're going back. How big has the leadership on this team been with players who have done things that have literally never happened at BYU and have just kind of learned and grown in the system and that kind of thing? I guess what I'm asking is, how big is kind of the leadership on this team?
You know, I think it's one of the main reasons for our success. That leader, especially in a game like soccer, where you, as a coach, once the game starts, you don't really have much control of what's happening, or, you know, especially at home, you know, we try and yell loud sometimes and I know they can't hear us. So, you know, you have to rely on your players being the coaches on the field and being a mouthpiece and being able to make decisions and changes and communicate on the field. And, you know, that's something that wasn't maybe in place last year, and it caused us to fall a little bit short. And with especially Jamie and Olivia Wade Katoa, with them having that experience of being captains last year and the experience of being a leader and kind of rallying the troops and setting the example and holding people accountable and controlling the momentum and the emotions of a game. You know, that's something I think they grew into for sure. And then just all that experience, together, that familiarity, both as, you know, good and best friends on and off the field, more like a family, to where you can get mad, you can hold people accountable, you can expect certain things and you can call them out when needed. That trust and that love for one another is something that really develops with all that, all those experience, all that time spent during the summer, and all the time spent together. So I think it's a huge part of our success this season without question. And I believe it'll be a huge part of our success coming this weekend.
Okay, go ahead, Jared, and then we'll have Jeff go.
Jen, I want to take you back to last year. I think it was state soccer that you and I were talking about the team you had, the potential it had. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but
yeah.
But we talked about just how close it was. And I'm just sitting here now, you're heading into the last week. What's it been like seeing those things, you know, that we were talking about come to fruition, and this be such an offensively talented team, finishing so well, do all of those things that have really allowed you to be so successful this season?
Yeah, obviously it's extremely rewarding as a coach and our staff to kind of embrace and be a part of this development of this team. And, you know, last year we played some great soccer. We created lots of opportunities, but like you mentioned before, we weren't finishing those. And so that was obviously one of the key things we worked on since that last game against North Carolina. Spending a lot more time in front of the goal all winter semester, you know, all summer and all preseason. I'm sure we spend more time in front of the goal than most teams, and it certainly paid off for creating that confidence in front of the goal. You can see that our girls have the confidence to take the shot, and the amount of reps and time that they've put in has allowed us to score, you know, some pretty amazing goals this year.